hours after an historic election. President Obama has invited President-elect Donald Trump to the White House tomorrow. Here is Obama speaking from the White House Rose Garden this afternoon.
Now, it is no secret that the President-elect and I have some pretty significant differences. But remember, 8 years ago, President Bush and I had some pretty significant differences. But President Bush's team could not have been more professional or more gracious in making sure we had a smooth transition so that we could hit the ground running.
And last night, Donald Trump's message was unity.
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
So how exactly did Donald Trump win? Well, Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR political reporter, has been looking through the numbers and joins us right now. First of all, Danielle, it appears that Clinton could well and may well win the popular vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that is not official yet at all, so just be aware of that. But as of 2 p.m., right before I came into the studio, with 92% of precincts reporting, and this is according to CNN's numbers, Clinton was up by around 200,000. That is a tiny margin out of, you know, around 120 million votes between her and Donald Trump.
So one of Trump's key constituencies has been white, less educated voters. What did the exit polls show?
It showed a really, really big gulf among this group. I mean, it was pretty amazing. If you look at white voters as a whole, it looks like whites preferred Romney by about 20 points in 2012, and they preferred Trump by around 20 points to Clinton this year. However, within that group of whites, you had a big gap. College-educated whites appear to have slightly preferred Trump by around 4 points, according to exit polls. Now, that is different from what a lot of polls said. A lot of people were saying, you know, Trump might lose white college-educated voters for the first time. The Republicans have lost them in decades. Mm-hmm. So that's 4 points for Trump. But then you look at non-college-educated whites. They were 39 points in favor of Trump over Clinton. Now, that so you have a total 35-point gap. The gap in 2012 was 12 points. So Trump tripled the gap from 2012. That is just gargantuan.
And meanwhile, Clinton did not get the numbers from the Obama coalition of African-American voters, millennials, that she had hoped for.
Right. Totally true. I mean, so you look at these numbers and at first it looks pretty great for her. I mean, there's an 80-point gap among black voters, like 8% of them for Trump, 88% for her. However, Obama won 93% of black voters, and also exit polls seem to be suggesting that black turnout was slightly down this year. Likewise, Obama won 71% of Latinos. Clinton, exit polls show 65. Now, there's a margin of error on these, of course. This may not be perfectly exact. But what it does seem to say is that, you know, Clinton certainly didn't overperform with Latinos, which is surprising.
And then there is, of course, the issue of gender and women voters. Here's Clinton this morning talking about failing to become the first female president twice.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
Danielle, how did women vote?
Women voted for Clinton, really overall, broadly speaking, about like they voted for President Obama in 2012. Women preferred Clinton by 12 points. This year, they preferred Obama by 11 points last time. The story here appears to be men. Men preferred Romney by around 7 points in 2012. It looks like Trump almost doubled that among men. So men really swung towards Trump. And, you know, white men in particular really liked him. And white non-college educated men were some of his absolutely staunchest supporters. And they showed up, you know, in big numbers for him.
That's Danielle Kurtzleben, an NPR political reporter, looking through the numbers, the exit polls about who voted. Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you.